This is a book review for My Word with Douglas E. Welch, from July 11th, 2006. This book review also appeared as part of A Gardener's Notebook podcast and blog. For more information, visit welchwrite.com. That's WELCHWRITE.com. The other day, I finished up one of my fun reading projects. Despite reading all the business books and other nonfiction books that I read, I like to have a little fun book around just to break the monotony a little bit. It drives my wife crazy, as she can only usually read one book straight through at a time, while I tend to have several books in rotation, and when I get overwhelmed with one, I simply switch to the other. The book I finished this week is gardening-related. It's called The Lost Gardens by Anthony Eglin, and it's part of the English Garden Mystery series. This book is the second in a hopefully ongoing series by Anthony Eglin, and it picks up the story of Professor Lawrence Kingston following the murder and intrigue surrounding the discovery and theft of a unique blue rose, the Holy Grail of gardeners. This story is recounted in The Blue Rose, and my review of this book can be found on the website as well. In this new story, Kingston is hired to restore a huge manor garden to its former glory after the property is inherited, unexpectedly and unexplainably, by a young American woman. When a disused chapel is found on the property, complete with a skeleton in its well, Kingston is again involved in detective work, archaeological mysteries, and murder. While this book isn't quite as action-packed as the first book, The Lost Gardens is a grand combination of gardening lore, history, mystery, and action-adventure. Kingston becomes even more likable than before, less curmudgeonly, and might even be falling in love again. Eglin gives a charming feel to the English countryside, despite the untoward events that occur, and leads the reader down a wandering garden path to an exciting and satisfying conclusion. I'm looking forward to more books in this series, as I really like the fact that they combine my interests in gardening and mysteries. Check the book out. There's an Amazon link on the website. This has been a book review for My Word with Douglas E. Welch. Questions and comments are always welcome. You can send them directly to myword@welchwrite.com or simply post them as comments on the website. Welchwrite.com, WELCHWRITE.com. Until next time, keep reading and be well.